A massive series ahead of us as the Australian women's team head over to the UK for yet again the multi-format that's going to be ahead of us. Test matches, one day as T20 internationals, and I'm pleased to say that Jess Johnson is on the line. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm good. So you're ready? You're heading off on the weekend? You all packed and ready to rumble?
No, to say I'm all packed is not accurate. I'm probably one of those people that leave things to the last minute and frantically packing sort of on the morning of or the night before. But no, in terms of the cricket based stuff, I'm more than ready. But yeah, just got to pack those bags first and be on the plane on Saturday.
All right. So important stuff. What do you pack first? Pack your kit or pack your day to day gear?
It's the kit bag, because obviously with our Ashes as well, the baggy green's one of the first things that go in the bag. So, yeah, had to make sure that that was there first and foremost, and making sure that obviously we've got white pads, yellow pads, all this other stuff. So, yeah, the cricket kit gets packed first before the everyday clothes.
See, I was going to ask you about the multi-format part of this, and I didn't even think about the fact that you would have to pack all this different stuff to cover your tests, plus your white ball games and everything else. I mean, that's just a different layer. But let's start with the test match. So it begins on the 22nd of June. One of the key things about this is you've got a five-day test match. The previous ones have been 4 days, obviously, and the last six, I think, have ended in draws. So this gives a real chance for a result in this. Does it make any difference to your way of thinking and the team's way of thinking?
No, I don't think it changes too much, because for us, every time we've sort of gone out in a test match, we've looked to win it. And obviously over the last sort of few years, there's been either a whole day or part of a day that's sort of been disrupted with the weather. And yeah, I think for us, it's sort of, we always go out there with that winning mentality. And I think with the multi-format series as well, where you've got so many points up for grabs in a test match, you feel like if you can win that, you're well and truly set up for the rest of the series. So I don't think it'll be too much different. I think one of the biggest differences is just the fact that you've got that extra day, but we bowl 10 less overs in a day now, that we're back to the 90 like the men, as opposed to bowling 100 overs in a day. So you've got a little bit extra time that you can take between overs and between balls.
I've been looking around and researching around what the opposition have been saying ahead of your arrival, and obviously you are held in such high esteem. So a couple of things. First up, the fact that they're saying that our younger players, this is from the English side, the younger players in the English side don't carry the baggage of the wins that you've had over them and the upper hand that you've had over them in previous years. Are you wary of those younger players who look around with essentially nothing to lose and no baggage?
Yeah, definitely. It's been something that we've spoken about as a squad, that over the years, well, I guess particularly recently, they've had some retirements of, I guess, greats like Catherine Brunt and like Anya Shrubsall and all of those girls that have sort of been the forefront for them and the barometer. So, and there's a significant amount of younger players, obviously a new coach, a new style of playing, that we expect them to come out with that carefree sort of mentality with how they play the game. And for us though, we're wary of it, but we're very confident in the way that we can sort of combat that and the way that we go about things as a side as well. But yeah, it should be a really interesting competition and a really interesting series. I mean, the Ashes series are always so tightly contested, and there's always a lot of rivalry there. But yeah, it should be a super exciting series this time around, especially.
Yeah, absolutely. I really like the format, and I love the fact that the points are accumulated as you go. So, you know, it just adds another layer there. Now, listen, something else that I've found, and this comes from Nasser Hussain, of course, so former English men's captain, and this is a huge feather in, you know, your cap and your team's cap. He's called this Australian team arguably the greatest women's sporting side of all time. I mean, that's huge stuff. Now, it might be a little carrot to dangle in his own backyard there to get his own team fired up. But I got to say, I mean, when you read and when you hear that kind of stuff with the results that you've had and the team that you have formed over the last few years in particular, I mean, it must be really satisfying to hear that from anyone.
Yeah, it's hugely satisfying. But I guess, yeah, if you're looking at the statistics and the records, you probably could arguably say that. And yeah, I mean, I'm just super, super privileged and super, like, I guess, thrilled that I could be part of the side for as long as I have been. That, yeah, sort of when I look back and when I retire, that I can sort of, I guess, say that I've been part of such a successful team like that. And I guess it's a testament to each and every person involved, but equally sort of just the fact that, like, we've had that longevity as a side and being able to have so much success. And I think it's, yeah, like, it goes back to what our domestic structures are as well, that we've been able to have so much success over an extended period of time.
So how do you keep the momentum going? What's the key to staying fresh and staying on that winning track?
Well, it's true what they say, that it's hard work getting to the top, but it's even harder staying there. Yeah. So I think for us as a side, we're constantly looking to evolve and to obviously push the boat out as well. That I even look back to when I first broke into the Australian setup, how much the game has changed then. And we're looking to try and have a global impact as a side, that it's not just, or it's more than just winning series or winning games. It's sort of what's the impact we can have on people around the world. Obviously trying to encourage them to take up the game, but equally trying to grow it in a lot of the other countries around the world, including like associate nations and stuff like that. So yeah, it's always quite enjoyable when you're riding the wave of success, but yeah, it's by no means easy to get there and stay there.
We better let you get packing. I know you've got a busy one ahead of departure, and then of course when you get there, so the test match into the T20 internationals, three of those, and then the 3 1-day internationals as well. You're going to be away for a while, so good luck, best of luck, have a lot of fun over there, and we look forward to watching as this one unfolds. Thanks for your time this morning, Jess.
No, thanks very much for having me. Appreciate it.